12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
What is the world without people doing good? Algoa Country just gone to hour 35. Time for us to get into Algoa Cares and over to East London we go. Joining me now is Amber Wiggle from Forever Fixed. Amber, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you so much, Casey, and thanks, Algoa, for having us. It's really, really, really great that we can get the word out about sterilizations.
It is our pleasure, but first and foremost, what is the core function of Forever Fixed? Tell us about your NPO.
So Forever Fixed is brainchild of myself and Dr. Amy Long. We need in East London for animals to be sterilized, and we decided to start this organization to try and get as many animals sterilized as possible. So we sterilize cats predominantly with a TNR program, which basically is trap, neuter, release. So we go into colonies, we trap them, we sterilize them, they get a rabies shot, and then they go back to the colonies that they came from. And then we also do, we advocate for sterilization for any animals. So we sterilize animals from low income households, and then all the animals that are adopted through our care, we make sure that they're sterilized as well. So, you know, the thing about animal welfare is we shouldn't have such a need for so many animal welfares, because the problem is so easy to solve. You know, it's sterilizing. Sterilizing solves so many of the situations that we find ourselves in, and not enough people are prioritizing sterilization. So that's our main focus of our organization, that we do rehome animals because they are a byproduct of sterilizing, because they are litters are still being born, especially with backyard breeders. We home these animals to make sure that they go to good homes where they're vaccinated, they're sterilized, and they're taken really good care of.
Well, you are seriously advocating for or against backyard breeding as well. How are you mitigating this?
It's a very difficult one because a lot of people don't even realize that they're backyard breeders.
Yeah.
So what makes them a backyard breeder? If your animal has a litter of puppies or kittens and you are not a registered ethical breeder, then you are a backyard breeder. So we're trying to do a lot of education, encouraging people. You know, when you get a puppy or a kitten, you have until 6 months to save up to sterilize that animal. So start getting the money together so that you can end the cycle of that animal. And, you know, there's no such thing as oopsies. You know, if you have an unsterilized male, if you have an unsterilized female, it's a case of when they're going to get pregnant. And males will do anything to get to a female that's on heat. So not sterilizing the males is not helping either, because, I mean, we've just had a husky that jumped a 6-foot wall and impregnated 2 females on the property.
Wow.
So, you know, we're encouraging people that if you are not a breeder, there's no reason not to sterilize your animal. So make sure that your animal is sterilized. The amount of pressure that all the welfares in East London, and I'm sure your side as well, are under because the continuous amount of animals being born, there's not enough homes. So backyard breeders are just, you know, they're mixing lines together that shouldn't be mixed. So mixing weird breeds together that can sometimes be dangerous if they're power breeds, or can be bad for their health if they're breeds that are mixed with something that's not compatible. So we're just saying to people, you know, focus on sterilization. It's so, so important. You do it once, you never have to worry about it again. And it's one of the best things you can do for your pet. And, you know, as a responsible pet owner, you should be considering this.
Sounds like a cumbersome task to fulfill your duties. What are your needs at this stage, Amber?
We are desperately needing finances. So each sterilization we do costs 500 rand for cats and 800 rand for dogs. So we are constantly sitting in the negative with our vets. So we are always looking for finances. But if people cannot donate finances, puppy toys, kitten toys, cat litter, we have a book club that we run each month. So we're looking for secondhand books. We use pilchards when we do trapping out in colonies. So we will definitely take pilchards as a donation, wet wipes, defleeing, and deworming poles for cats and dogs. And above all else, what we need help with is everyone making sure that their own pets are sterilized, and your friends and families and your workers and, you know, anyone you know, make sure that they've got a sterilized animal. And it's the least you can do to help a welfare in the Eastern Cape, and it makes such a difference.
All right, Amber, how do we get hold of you? Do you have a social media footprint, a telephone number, etc.?
Our Facebook page is very active, so it's Forever Homes East London. All our information is on there. Our cell phone number, we operate via WhatsApp, so you can find our cell phone numbers there. You can email us, everfixed@gmail.com. But pretty much on social media, we are very big on social media.
All right, there we go. We have all your details on the Algoa Cares page as well, algoafm.co.za. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, and all of the best with your NPO.
Thank you so, so much. We truly, truly appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.